this real life?
Hey there, citizens of the world. Welcome to the Real Life Podcast, where our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower the world to learn English the fun, natural, and real life way.
We believe that English should not be a dry and boring school subject, but an inspiring and enriching lifestyle that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want.
In this podcast, you will have lots of fun, learn plenty of new expressions, and drastically improve your listening comprehension.
We'll also teach you the secrets of native pronunciation, connected speech, and help you tune in your listening and speaking to the rhythm and flow of English.
So sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show. Oh yeah. What is up, everybody? This is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and relaxing way to learn English. So download this podcast now and listen to us while you are sharpening your samurai sword,
slam dunking a basketball,
changing a punctured tire,
making ramen noodles,
or picking someone out in a police lineup. I'm joined today in the studio with my co-host, the man whose personality is so magnetic he's unable to carry credit cards, Mr. Justin Murray.
Yo, yo, what's up, guys? Great to be here.
Everything's okay today, man?
Yeah, how about you?
Pretty good. Can't complain. What do I mean by a magnetic personality?
Well, magnetic personality is a personality that attracts people and that kind of makes people feel good next to you.
Yeah, and why can't you carry credit cards?
Because put a magnet next to a credit card,
yeah,
it deactivates, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it screws up the reading of the card, right?
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, you just can't carry credit cards. So in the intro you mentioned to slam dunk a basketball. What does that mean?
Well, slam dunk is when you get up next to the rim, which is the part where the basketball goes in.
Okay.
And you put it in with your hand.
Okay. Can you slam dunk a basketball? You're pretty tall.
Not right now. I used to be able to when I was like, I think the first time I did it, I was like 15, because I'm pretty tall. I'm 6'4", and in the United States, we use feet. You guys use feet and inches too?
We kind of do, but we generally say meters and centimeters.
Yeah. So 6'4 is like 1.93 meters.
Okay.
So basically like 1 foot is about the size of my foot.
Okay.
6'4".
Okay. So you'd be like 6 of your feet? That can't be right.
Yeah.
Way more than that.
No, that's about it.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. You can't slam dunk a basketball?
Probably not now.
Okay.
But I used to have some pretty good hops.
Hops? What's a hop?
What's a hop is a jump. And so this is what we say in the United States. When you have hops, means you can jump really high.
Okay. Hop would be a way of jumping, but on 1 foot. If you jump on 1 foot, you're hopping.
Yeah, or a rabbit hops along.
Yeah,
too,
sure.
Right? Yeah. I think a beer can have hop too.
Okay, sure. That's a different kind of hops though, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. And one last thing as well, I mentioned sharpening a samurai sword. What does sharpening mean?
Well, sharpen is to make something sharper.
Yeah, right? What is sharp though?
Well, for example, a sharp knife, sharp tooth. Like a shark has a sharp tooth.
Okay. What does that mean though?
I don't know. What does it mean? I have a hard time describing it.
It's something sharp. It means it's can cut you easily. It's pointy, or it's the edge of it is really thin, so it will cut your skin really quickly and easily. And the opposite of sharp would be?
Dull.
Dull. Okay, I was going to say blunt.
Yeah. Well, so we actually use this as a metaphor for like intelligence as well. So you can say that person's very sharp.
Yeah.
It means he's very smart, right?
Like me, right?
Yeah. Dull? Dull is that person is not very smart generally, right?
It's kind of boring as well. It's kind of it's a dull day today.
Yeah, you're right, actually. It doesn't scratch that. So it's not unintelligent. It's actually boring.
Yeah, yeah. A dull person, a dull day. And sharp or blunt. Blunt also has another meaning as well.
Yeah, it means like a person who just says whatever's on their mind.
Yeah, someone who's very straightforward. They're very blunt. They don't beat around the bush.
What does beat around the bush mean?
To beat around the bush means you're not going straight to the point, you're rambling. Kind of like what we're doing right now. So, with that in mind, how about we jump into today's shout out? You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up. So, Magneto, what have you got for us today?
Magneto, what's that?
Like from X-Men, Magneto, like your magnetic personality.
Oh, okay. Now I get it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sharp.
All right, so the shout out today is from Dudu Mac from Brazil.
Dudu. Probably that's his nickname. I think Dudu is probably short for Eduardo, maybe?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's 5-star review of my iTunes. Heck yeah, sorry, oh yeah.
Is that the title of the message?
Yep.
Awesome.
So the heck yeah probably comes from me.
Yeah. When I corrected you that time, I was like, hey man, what's the deal with heck yeah? I'm going to say, oh yeah.
I like both, you know. I say, oh yeah, more, but heck yeah, it's good too.
Sure.
All right. So congrats for podcast number 300. 300.
300? What the hell is he talking about?
That's the number, considering that I've listened to all 60 of them 5 times. At the very least.
Wow.
Over the last months.
What does it mean by at the very least?
At least.
Yeah.
It means it could be more.
Exactly. Not too sure about that.
I can proudly say now that I'm addicted to real life. Great work, mates.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah, doo-doo.
Heck yeah, doo-doo. Oh, yeah, doo-doo. That's awesome, man. 5-star review.
Thank you for that. It's really awesome. Great to hear your review and your nice words. We really appreciate that.
We do really appreciate that. And we do really appreciate the fact that you gave us a 5-star review on iTunes. You guys already know what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Leave us a 5-star review, and it helps our ranking in iTunes, and more people like yourself will be able to see and access the Real Life Radio podcast.
It just takes a minute, but it really means a lot to us. And also, it really motivates us to keep going and do a better job of this.
Oh, yeah. All right, so again, thanks a lot for the 5-star review for Dudu, probably Eduardo from Brazil. And let's get this episode rolling and move on to today's random news story. All right, so today we have, again, another random news story. This one comes from China.
China is our number 2 podcast audience, isn't it?
It is. It is indeed. Okay, so headline for today's news story is Yunzi Xiao earns Calm Brother moniker as knife lodges in head.
Wow, there's a lot of stuff that I didn't understand in that.
Okay, so that's a man's name, first of all. Yunzi Xiao earns Calm Brother moniker. Moniker is another word for nickname. It's like a slang word for a nickname.
Oh, really? I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I just looked at it on Google just now, so.
Okay.
As knife lodges in head. What does lodge mean?
A lodge is a place you stay on vacation, right?
Okay, it could be, but in this case?
A lodge is when you, to lodge something is to stick it in really hard.
Yeah, to stick it in really hard.
Or you might lodge something in your throat, and somebody might need to give you the Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, yeah. If you're...
Choking,
exactly.
There's a piece of food lodged in your throat.
Exactly. Does that ever happen to you?
No.
Okay, let's go with the story. So, Beijing, this is from Beijing, the story. A pedestrian's head was impaled with a knife that fell from an 8th-story balcony. Yunzi Xiao, 57, was walking to a supermarket in Guangyuan, China, when he suddenly felt a very heavy weight on his head. Impaled with a knife? What does that mean?
Impale is like when a stick goes through something, right? They talk about like a head, for example.
Yeah.
Maybe long, long time ago, in battles and wars, they used to like, you know, behead, cut people's heads off and impale it with a stick.
Exactly. Impale their head on a stick.
Yeah.
From an 8th-story balcony. What's a balcony?
Well, 8th-story, what does that mean?
It means it's the 8th floor of the apartment.
Okay, and the balcony is the outside part of an apartment that usually sticks out into the air.
Yeah, you get some sunlight from there.
People go out there to smoke, people go out there to...
get some fresh air.
Yep.
So, it hurt a lot, Xiao told NBC News from his hospital bed. I cried out, my head hurts. But I did not know what had happened. A street vendor shouted at Xiong, there's a knife in your head. He managed to walk another 100 yards before the pain became too much and he was forced to sit down at a phone booth. Some warm-hearted people passing by saw me bleeding and called the police, who took me to a traditional Chinese medicine hospital. Xiao added, a few hours later, doctors took the knife out of my head. According to the local media reports and what Xiao was told by the police, a knife that was being used on a balcony garden was knocked over the ledge by the wind on Thursday. Just go through some of this vocabulary here. When he said, a street vendor shouted. What's a street vendor?
Street vendor is somebody who sells things on the street, right?
Yeah. He managed, a lot of people mistake this word, I notice. He managed to walk another 100 yards.
He was able to, right?
Yeah, he was able to. Many people confuse this because manage is also to manage a business, to manage a company.
Yeah, so if somebody asks, do you speak English? Ah, I managed to communicate.
Exactly, you're able, you have that ability, right? Mm-hmm. Cool. Some warm-hearted people passing saw me bleeding and called the police.
Warm-hearted is when people that are nice, kind, helpful, as opposed to cold-hearted.
Exactly. He was told by the police that a knife was being used on the balcony garden, was knocked over the ledge.
Knocked over? So like bumped, mm-hmm. Somebody hits it on accident.
Yeah, sometimes if you accidentally hit a cup with your arm that's on a table and it falls to the ground, it's like, I knocked the cup over.
Mm-hmm. So you knocked over the knife?
Yeah.
And it fell from the balcony? What did the article say?
Well, the word here was knocked over the ledge.
Okay, what does ledge mean?
Ledge would be that very side part of the balcony. If there's some kind of railing or some kind of wall there, the top of the wall would be the ledge. That is Xiao's story. He has a knife lodged into his head. Check out this picture here, Justin. We'll post this on the show notes.
Wow.
It's pretty deep into his head. And you can also see here, check it out, the x-ray of the actual knife in his head.
Wow, it actually goes really deep.
It does go really deep. I'm not sure if it's like on the side there or if they're just making a comparison. I think it's looks like it's in the middle of his head. It has definitely pierced his skull. What does pierce mean?
Pierce means like breakthrough, to penetrate.
To penetrate, yeah, like to pierce your ear. Have you ever pierced your ear?
Yeah, I have. You?
Yeah, yeah. When I was a kid, my mom actually did it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, it hurt a lot. Probably not as much as getting a knife stabbed into your head, though.
It's a good story, though, right?
Sure. So that actually concludes today's random news story. Just in case you guys are walking around on the street, wandering around under some apartment buildings, be careful of falling knives, you know. Look up and make sure that... Well, maybe don't look up, because you might get the knife in your face.
You can always wear a helmet, you know.
Maybe wear a helmet. Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, guys, let's finish up this news story and move on to today's amazing conversation topic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What you talking about? All right, Justin, I think you came up with this amazing idea for a conversation topic today. Would you like to introduce it and get this conversation flowing?
Well, this comes from a class I had today with Elaine, who's actually in the Fluency Circle. She's one of my students.
We've mentioned her on the podcast before.
Yeah, we gave her a shout out before. She's one of our biggest supporters.
And she's our dentist.
She's our dentist too.
I stole her from you.
So we had a class today on injuries and accidents, and it was a pretty good class. So I thought that we'd bring it to the podcast.
Okay, bring that shit to the podcast.
So today we're going to talk about injuries, accidents, just crazy funny stuff that's happened to us that's kind of left a mark on our bodies maybe, or even like in our lives.
Okay, would you say that you are accident prone?
I used to be.
Okay, what does accident prone mean?
Accident prone, to be prone to something, it means like things are likely to happen to you.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm accident prone, accidents are likely to happen to me.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like Murphy's Law.
Can you explain Murphy's Law?
Murphy's Law is pretty much the idea that anything bad or the worst possible situation will happen. It's very bad luck. It's a very bad situation to be in. It's kind of like, imagine if you were walking down the street, like you walk down there every day, and suddenly a knife happens to fall right at that very time that you're underneath there and it gets lodged into your head. That's pretty unlucky.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So accident prone would be if, like, for example, when I was growing up, I used to hit my head all the time. Mm. I used to bonk my head.
That explains a lot.
Like going downstairs, because I'm a tall guy. Uh-huh. And sometimes the stairs are short.
You don't have to brag about how tall you are. You're talking about how you can slam dunk a ring.
Slam dunk a basketball.
Slam dunk the basketball.
Yeah?
Yeah. And now you're hitting your head on stuff because you're so tall.
Not anymore. Because okay. I'm pretty used to my height. But when I was 11, 12, I was kind of short and chubby.
Oh, really?
I wasn't that short, but I was like maybe like 1.6 meters tall.
Okay.
Probably. And then all of a sudden, I just grew really quickly and I was really, really skinny.
You had a growth spurt.
Yeah. What does growth spurt mean?
A growth spurt is when you grow very quickly. It's sudden.
Mm-hmm.
A spurt would be kind of like how a flower spurts out of the soil,
mm-hmm.
I think. Is that a good analogy for that?
Yeah. Well, it would have to be pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah.
But because a spurt is actually something that happens pretty quick.
Yeah.
But, so I grew really quickly and I was really uncoordinated. Okay. So I used to like always get hurt and okay. stuff and just...
A bit lanky?
Yeah. Lanky, gangly.
Gangly, lanky.
I was like 1.9 meters tall and like 60 kilos or something.
Okay.
50 kilos probably.
Wow. That's a...
I was really kind of weak in my upper body and so I used to just... Sprained my ankle a lot.
Sprained your ankle. What does that mean, to sprain your ankle?
It's like when you twist it and you injure yourself that way.
Yeah. It's a muscular injury, isn't it?
Muscular. I think the tendons are involved. Sometimes you stretch the tendons. If you do it really bad, you might break your ankle.
To break your ankle. That's the bone.
Yeah. So your ankle is actually, it's on the side of your foot. It's a little ball on the side of your foot.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sprain your ankle or break it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I used to be accident prone. What about you? Have you ever been accident prone?
I have. I've, again, growing up, hit my head a lot. You're going to say this explains a lot too, but when I was a little baby, my mom actually was changing my nappy or something like that.
Your nappy, what's that?
Oh, nappy, I believe in American English, is a diaper. Yeah, so I think she kind of turned around for 1 second and I rolled off the table and fell onto the ground. I hit my head as a little baby.
It does explain a lot.
I actually have a big dent on my head somewhere.
Wait. What about the time that you ran into the post? Your mom was chasing you and you...
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I ran into the... It was like a corner of a staircase.
Yeah.
And I smashed my head open there.
So these probably happened around the same time, I'm guessing?
No, I was a baby when she was changing my nappy.
Okay.
Obviously, I didn't wear nappies until I was like 6 years old, man. What the hell?
Oh, I thought, actually, based upon this story, that you had to wear them until you were six.
No, that wasn't the case. You say diapers, right? Nappy,
yeah.
Diaper, okay. But I had a motorcycle accident when I was about 17. Cut my leg open. Had to get rushed to hospital.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that pretty intense?
Oh, it was strange because it was... I was in shock, so I did it and I sliced my calf open.
Okay, well, what does to slice mean?
Slice would be if you have, for example, a samurai sword or any kind of sharp object like a knife and you cut something. It's to slice it. It's generally
you cut it in one motion, right?
In one motion, like a piece of ham. You kind of slice off a piece of ham.
Piece of bread as well.
Piece of bread.
It's a sliced bread. Give me a slice of bread.
Yeah, well, that's used as a noun, like a slice.
Yeah.
A slice of pizza. And yeah, sliced open my leg, my calf. Calf is that back part of your leg, that big meaty part. And my dad was there, luckily, and he threw me in his car and drove me to hospital.
Wow. How long did it take you to recover?
I had surgery that night. I woke up the next morning and was in hospital for about another day or so. Took me about a month and a half to be able to walk again. Any other injuries? You've broken a few bones, you said?
Probably the only other story I'd say I have with accidents, when I was like 10, I was making some ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles? What are ramen noodles?
Top Ramen is the brand name.
Okay.
Ramen noodles are those little packages of like, I think they're like maybe 25 cents.
Oh, like the 2 minute noodles, they're really quick noodles to cook.
Yeah.
Cup noodles, similar.
I think they take longer than 2 minutes, but
okay.
I made them, I boiled it, and then I'm carrying the pot of water. The noodles and I burned my fingers and so I dropped it on my leg.
Oh shit.
And I was wearing sweats. And
what are sweats?
Sweats are like cotton exercise pants.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom and I pulled the sweats off and I saw that my leg had bubbles on it. Kind of like if you boil a peach, like a piece of fruit.
Yeah.
And then the skin just sort of like
bubbles off.
Yeah, and you can move it just by touching it. And so touched my leg and my skin came off. It was a second degree burn. So I had to go to the hospital and like wrap it up. And it was a pretty traumatic experience for me.
How long did it take to heal?
Maybe like a couple weeks, I think. Okay. But I had a scar on it for years.
But the scar's gone away?
Yeah.
Over time it went away?
Yeah, just when I was like maybe
25, I wasn't able to perceive it anymore.
Okay. What's a scar exactly?
A scar is like the mark that the accident, the injury leaves. If it's a deep cut, it leaves a scar, kind of like a external tissue, scar tissue.
Yeah.
Like the Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Yeah, okay, cool.
That is left there and so you can see it for a long time.
Great. Just to finish this off, today I actually injured myself. You know our back door here that doesn't open very well?
Yeah, that our landlord won't fix.
That exact door that our landlord won't fix. I was just randomly walking in to open it, and halfway through opening it, it got stuck, and it didn't open anymore. And I kind of pushed, and my head went forward at the same time. When it stopped, my head hit the door. Check that out.
Yeah, you got a mark on your head. You got a cut.
I got a cut in my head. It actually swelled up as well a little bit, but now it seems like it's gone down.
Did it hurt?
At the time, yeah, it did hurt.
Did you swear?
I did swear quite a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, that concludes today's conversation topic. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have any suggestions for conversation topics, feel free to drop us a line. You can contact me at chad@reallifeglobal.com or Justin at
reallifeglobal.com. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's move on to today's question. I need somebody help, not just anybody. All right, so today's question is based on a question that I think Justin got asked in class recently, was how to use the word nail and all the different alternatives that this word can be used for.
So we're going to go through a quick brainstorm. Got a lot of good feedback last time when we did the workout phrasal verb, all the different phrasal verbs and expressions with work.
Okay.
So this time we have 7 idioms and 4 uses of the word nail. So first of all, what is a nail? The basic literal meaning of it.
The first thing I think of when I hear a nail is a fingernail or a toenail.
Okay.
That protective thing at the end of your finger that women often paint so their hand looks prettier, I guess.
Or they go and get like a manicure or a pedicure. Manicure is for the hands, pedicure is for the toes.
Exactly.
But, you know, I used to bite my nails.
Actually, a manicure is not for the hands, it's for the fingers.
Ooh, sorry.
To be specific there.
Well, I used to bite my nails.
Okay.
And then when I stopped, I rewarded myself by going to get a manicure, like every month.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, it's kind of strange.
It's metrosexual, man.
Okay, whatever. I'm not judging, I'm just saying. What's metrosexual, by the way?
Metrosexual is kind of like the modern, you know, well-groomed man. And
okay. Do you still get manicures?
No, not anymore.
Okay. All right, man. What else we got?
So, probably the other main definition of it is like you have a hammer and a nail, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like a screw, right? But you just nail it in with a hammer.
Yeah.
And some of the expressions that we're going to talk about come from that as well.
Okay.
Another expression, actually the next two are kind of colloquial.
Okay.
If I say, you nailed it, what does that mean?
That means you did a really good job. You got 100%. You nailed the test.
Yeah?
You nailed it, man.
If I say you nailed it, a lot of times it means that you were right.
You were right.
So if you say like the right answer of it, you nailed it.
But it really means like you were right in a really great way. You nailed it.
And the fourth one, it's very sexual actually. What is it? If I say he nailed her, what does that mean?
It means he had a sexual intercourse with that woman.
But it's more like kind of objectifying her a little bit.
It's a vulgar way to say he nailed her.
Yeah, because it'd be like he fucked her.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of the act of kind of penetration there.
Okay. Yep, I guess. I think they got it. I think I understood.
Okay. But you can't say like she nailed him.
No. She doesn't have the tools to do that, you might say.
I was just trying to really emphasize and help educate our listeners here. Yeah. I wasn't trying to like explore the pornographic meanings of this.
Okay, whatever, man. It's all good. Go get a manicure.
So moving on to the idioms. We have 7 idioms with nail.
First one, I'm guessing, is probably to hit the nail on the head.
You hit the nail on the head, Chad.
That's it.
So Chad was right. Hit the nail on the head means he was very right. And if you think about the way that you hold a nail, when you hit it with a hammer, you hit the nail on the head, right?
Means you're very accurate.
Very precise with it, right?
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, another nail in my coffin.
A nail in the coffin.
It means maybe you have a job and a boss that doesn't like you and maybe you do something wrong and you mess up a job or a project, and you can say, like, there's another nail in my coffin.
Yeah, you're getting closer to your death.
Exactly.
Whether that death could be, obviously, figurative, like you're losing your job, or maybe in a relationship, another nail in your coffin. If you mess something up, you're like, oh, there's another nail in my coffin.
Yeah, but if you lose your job, there's always the next opportunity, and you might nail the job interview.
Oh, okay. That's kind of like nailing the girl, right?
No, this is different. Get your mind out of the gutter.
What do you mean by to get your mind out of the gutter?
Well, the gutter is like the ditch. So it means like get your mind out of the dirty place it's in.
Yeah.
They say this when somebody is like talking all about sex and stuff. Yeah. You know?
Well, you mentioned it. I'm just using it again.
You can nail a job interview. It's the same thing. It's like the metaphor with the hammer and the nail.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So...
Well, it's the same as how you said like you nailed it. You got it right.
It's a little bit different though, because you nailed it is it's a specific expression, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you nailed a job interview, you nail a test.
Mm-hmm.
There's two very specific collocations for this, right?
Yeah. I nailed the test, I nailed the job interview, I did a very good job.
How'd you do on your test?
I nailed it.
Exactly.
How'd you do in the job interview?
I nailed it, man. I nailed it. They're going to hire me. Next one, nail biting. It's a nail biter. I said I bit my nails until I was like, maybe like 28 years old.
Okay.
I stopped, got a manicure, actually to reward myself.
Yeah.
But a nail biter, what does that mean?
A nail biter is...
It's like Brazil's game with Germany, right?
That wasn't really a nail biter.
Something that makes you so nervous that you want to bite your nails, right?
Yeah. Well, it's used as an adjective. I can say that movie was a nail biter. A nail... Was it an adjective? A nail biter movie.
Oh. Yeah, this is a noun, actually. But you say nail biting... It's nail-biting, that's an adjective.
Sure. It's nail-biting. That was a nail-biting game. Well, that was a nail-biting movie.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nail-biter.
Yeah. Next one, moving on. Fight tooth and nail.
Fight tooth and nail?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with that.
I fought tooth and nail for my promotion.
Oh, okay.
He fought tooth and nail in the battle to survive.
Okay. What does that mean?
Well, tooth and nail, I think it comes from like the nails in your hands.
Okay.
You think about it, somebody is like really like digging and just fighting, and you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I really understand the literal expression, but I'm just guessing.
I'm just inventing it anyway.
I'm just talking out of my ass.
Sure. What does talking out of your ass mean, or out of my ass?
Talk out of your ass means you're talking about something. Maybe you don't really have the best idea. You're just kind of guessing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying here that I know what the meaning is, the figurative meaning. But I'm not sure about what it literally means.
Derivation.
Yeah, what it derives from.
Yeah. Okay. Any others?
Two more. Bed of nails. Have you heard this one?
A bed of nails, yeah. Well, I'm kind of...
To be on a bed of nails. So it just means that you're in a difficult or unpleasant situation. So maybe with your job, you're on a bed of nails.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to quit.
Yes.
You're just not liking it.
That's a really harsh situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
the Shaolin monks actually train by laying on beds of nails.
Maybe that's where it comes from.
Maybe it does. Or maybe I'm just talking out of my ass.
But those guys are hard as nails.
They're as hard as nails.
What does that mean?
Or as tough as nails.
I've heard that one probably more, tough as nails.
Yeah. That means that they're really strong. In this case, they can bear some very difficult situations.
Yeah, they can endure different situations, right? Yeah.
Bear? You don't like the word bear?
I was just trying to give another example of that word.
Because I don't mean bear, like a grizzly bear.
Or like bear naked or something.
Yeah, sure. To bear is like you said, to endure. Now I realize why you said that. Let's continue.
So tough as nails. You got to be tough as nails if you want to run a marathon.
Yeah. Or fight a bear.
Fight a bear, yeah?
Yeah. To bear the strength of a bear.
So that's it.
That's it. That was it. Okay, awesome. Yeah.
7 idioms, 4 different uses of the word nail.
Oh, yeah. Alright, guys, so that does conclude today's episode. Thanks so much for joining us today. Remember, if you really want to make the most of this podcast, we definitely recommend you guys sign up and become a member of the Real Life Radio Fluency Circle, where you will receive every week our newest podcast, plus the Connected Speech Transcript Lessons, where you will see all of the aspects of connected speech, and it's going to really help your pronunciation. Plus, all the new expressions, lots of vocabulary will all be explained, plus phrasal verbs, and even some grammar tips throughout the lesson.
And we take 30 vocabulary expressions, words, pronunciation, and we put it into an Anki file. Anki is like it's a program that optimizes your vocabulary learning. It's phenomenal. And we deliver that to you every week with the podcast.
Again, thanks all for being here today. We're going to play you out with a song which we mentioned in today's podcast in relation to Justin's scar on his leg from being burnt from hot water, right? And that is Red Hot Chili Peppers, Scar Tissue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. And you'll hear from us next week on Real Life Radio.
Hey, what is tissue?
Tissue is something you use to blow your nose.
Or scar tissue is like the flesh of your skin, right?
Yeah.
It's like the meat.
The meaty part of your skin.
Yeah. Scar tissue.
Scar tissue that I wish we saw. I should probably learn those lyrics. It would really help my English fluency. All right, guys. Have a good one. See you next time.
Take care.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share, with the birds I'll share this lonely view, and with the birds I'll share this lonely view, and I push me up against the wall, young tuck girl in a push-up bra, I'm falling all over myself to lick your heart and taste your hill, cause with the birds I'll share this. Make it to the moon, never have to crawl in. With the birds, share this alone.